Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Is Russian food safer than ours, Europe's, Africa's? Is this possible? The land with all the modern technology and abundance of food? Are we trading abundance for safety? When I was in Haiti working, I hadn't drank a soda since 1991. I remember the exact day. It was July 17th, 1991, right about 2 p.m. when I had my last soda. I just don't drink it. I need water. I live in a warm climate. I'm always needing to rehydrate. I don't trade out water for anything else. But I was working for about 12 hours out in this rural community, and there was a line of patients, and I was low on water. And finally, some of the administrators came by with a cooler. And I was like, oh, thank God, you know, it's a cooler. It's going to be ice cold water. They open it up and all it is Coke.
No, no.
That's all it is. And I'm like, okay. All right. But it was glass bottled Coke and it was in ice. And I'm like, okay. So I take the ice and I just, you know, pour some of the water over my head. It's in there. And I'm not going to drink random Haitian water, you know, so that's not going to happen. So I'm going to have to go Coke on this. So I look at the bottle. I flip it around. Cane sugar. I'm like, cane sugar. This is not what's in the United States, the high fructose corn syrup. This is cane sugar. So I felt so good. And I'll tell you what, Holly, I got to confess, it was so good. Oh, my God. I chugged it down like Mean Joe Green. I just grabbed it. I drank the whole thing down. It hydrated. It wasn't oversweet because the last soda I had back in 1991 was high fructose corn syrup, and it used to make me feel lousy. Now, I never went back to soda after that, but I'm trying to think, you know, high fructose corn syrup, genetically modified stuff, all these things, they're at best questionably safe. I mean, there's all sorts of doubts about them. Cane sugar has been around forever. We really know the risks and benefits. It's still sugar and all that. But I found it interesting that the government of Haiti didn't allow high fructose corn syrup in, and it had to be cane sugar, along with Mexico and these other countries.
I love it.
So are they what do you think? Haiti, Holly? Haiti.
Well, exactly. You know, so I would say, is it time for us to join these other countries that are using more pure and natural ingredients instead of synthetic processed ingredients? At the same time, is it time for us to join the other 62 nations that require GMO labeling?
Yes. What happened? You're in California. What happened with that?
Oh, my God.
Not that I blame you, Ali. I swear to God, not because you're my closest Californian. I promise you I don't blame you, but... Oh, my God. I would have thought it'd pass in one place. And listeners, Holly, do you want to explain what that law was?
What did you say?
Do you want to explain to the listeners what that law was that didn't pass?
Well, so basically in November, of course, we were, you know, that's November. I don't think it was November 2nd this year, but, you know, that's a very powerful time and there's a lot going on and the commercials get kind of crazy and it's almost like a train wreck where it's like, oh, my gosh, that is awfully devastating. But I can't stop watching because these people get crazy. And you want to talk about, I think what this country's best at is the spin doctor-ness people have when it comes to getting their message across. And what I hate is that their whole point is to confuse the consumer, confuse the voter. And seduce them so they vote for them. And, you know, it happened with Prop 8. It happened with the GMO labeling here in California where, you know, things that were not true about what would happen if this passed would blatantly be broadcast and the messaging would be crazy. And so people will get very confused and they go to the polls and then they vote based on their confusion. And that's just not good for anybody.
The law was to label genetically modified products, and that failed because said that it failed. So basically, it prevented the labeling of products which contain genetically modified stuff. And their argument was it was going to drive up food costs. Wasn't that their big TV hype?
Yep, that's exactly what it was. And so people, you know, obviously that got their attention because what are people worried about these days? Their finances, our economy, etc. And so that was just like, I don't care. I'll eat up the GMOs or whatever it is. They didn't even know. And so they're like, I just am not going to vote for anything that's going to increase my food cost. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. You know?
Yeah. And if it doesn't pass in California, my God, Yeah, that spooks me. As somebody who wants to be an educated consumer, I want to know what DNA is largely going into my body. You know, is it a salmon that has been swimming around for zillions of years in our oceans? Or is it the Monsanto salmon that they've genetically modified that they now have available? Is it, and that's right, folks, it's not just grains we're talking about anymore. It's fish, and it's going to be other creatures as well. They're going to all be these genetically modified things. Part of all this came from, there was a French study that looked at the new corn that's coming out. And this is a technology, this is a genetically modified technology. And the French have had access to these foods, and they studied it, and they found a lot of tumors. I don't know, did you get passed around those rat tumors that they were showing that they fed from there? But I don't know if you saw that, Holly. But with that, the EU and Russia has banned the import of the genetically modified corn. And here we are in this country, we don't even have access to know what kind of corn is going to be on a label. Is the argument there that Russians care more about their public safety than American government does?
I think, well, so first of all, once again, I think we need to get our priorities clear. And I think that's, you know, for naturopathic docs like us, what we try to do so hard when we're working with people, or in my mind, thinking about anything, I try to identify and treat the cause, you know, because I know that people, you know, do care about people. I just do. I know that mm-hmm. is true. But I think when business and money becomes involved, we get really confused about it. And I think that our capital and, you know, and the people running this country are completely all tangled up. You know, my analogy sometimes has been that, you know, it's kind of like if you have a fine linked chain, and then all of a sudden it gets all in a knot. It's not like a shoelace that you can just, you know, bend down and untie, and you're like, yeah, I got this one, yeah, I got it. It is like, we got to look at this, and we got to use a fine tool and probably tease apart some things and get to the bottom of it. And I think if we could, then I think it would show that, listen, we could do all of this right. We could care for people. We could be like the other countries, demand GMO labeling. And as well, we could certainly, you know, have you ever seen the documentary on corn in this nation called King Corn?
Yeah, King Corn, unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. One of my top five. You want the scary food movies? It's in my five right there.
It's got to be. I mean, people, please watch King Corn. It is unbelievable, because when people are saying, oh, gluten-free, and I get that, because wheat gluten, we've talked about it on this show many times, the dwarf wheat that's used in this country, corn gluten, especially the way that it's used, I just want to say, it's it's up there.
Yeah, it is. And what are we doing? The country's adapting without the government. Holly walks into her gym. This is a progressive gym. Latest exercise techniques, intelligent people. What are they doing? They're going paleo. They're saying, you know what? Can't trust them all. Take the grains and throw them away. I'm married to a Western European. When we go back to Belgium, the bread, no problem. Holly, me and you could sit and eat bread all day and it won't bother us. I come here, I start eating the bread, I gain weight, I hold fluid, I don't feel well. And it's not crazy, because as soon as I go back to gluten-free pastas and stuff, I'm fine. And for my wife, it drives her crazy, because she wants to just eat some good bread here. And to have it, and how we have goofed up this bread is just unbelievable. But look again, without the government, and that's why I love being in America, because we look at the government and we take him with a grain of salt and we say, yeah, well, I get your labeling thing. I'm just going to forget the grains. I'm going to go paleo. I'm going to adapt around it. But isn't it embarrassing we have to adapt around our government?
A little? It truly is. It is, you know, because a lot of people who aren't using their own brains, and that's my big thing. It's like, I want people to use their own brains.
Your brains.
Yeah. So, cause you know, we do, we have to adapt around to survive, and it's okay, because it's all about power to the people, baby. Power to the people.
Yes. I miss my popcorn. I do.
I do too. You're taking us out on this, baby.
You know, I miss my popcorn, but if I don't know where that corn's from, if I don't know if it's genetically modified or not, it doesn't go into my body. My body is precious, and I protect it at Radio MD. Stay well.